you remember? We had two tables extended all the way.
Kumlana Bakta Motor up to Salah Bayz Amr Aleph, and we are up to the last thing we learned was that when it says Hamizbeach, it's Ma'akar, that means Mizbeach, it's pivotal for the Mizbeach. And we included the horns of Mizbeach, the ramp of the Mizbeach, the base of Mizbeach, and the fact that it has to be square. Says the Gemara, if every time it says Hamizbeach, it means you have to be, it's Ma'akar for the Gemara. Let me ask according to this, Ki Yoyl Rebbe. What about Rebbe, the Kir? Kir here does not mean the Kir we normally say. Kir over here means around the Mizbeach, in times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe holds it was a beautiful embroidered paintings on the side of the Mizbeach. According to Rebbe, that should be Ma'akev if he didn't make all of these beautiful pictures and designs.
Was it made of material?
It was some kind of Some kind of material around it. There was the mesh. There was the panel.
That's right.
This is above. There was a thing called the we'll soon see. There was the charka. It was like a mesh all around it, and just like on top of that. And the savior that I was here, the you said before that you saw it is makir. According to Yehuda, there was no that even though that was such a thing. But the word charka, according to Yehuda, means the actual. They made a save of there as well in Moshe Rabbeinu's Bech. Hachinami the makvi. You see? Hachinami the makvi is also makvi. It should be makvi the chsiv. It says in Pasuk, when the Sato Isa tachas karka mizbeach, you should place it under the karka mizbeach. And they're arguing that being a Beish Yehuda, what karka means, it says hamizbeach, so it should be makvi milmata below. Betanya, we learned, Eze hu karka, what in the world is this karka? Rabbi says, this is a kiyah. This is the embroidery that had all around it. No, they also had a save. This is the even though I might agree with you, they had this seer, but that's not what we're talking about here. The Charkov is the save of itself. That even Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech, as small as it was, had a save of. What's the problem? You talk it right. It is Makiv. The town you learned, Oysa Hayim, on that day that they had a Zduki. On the day that they had a tzaduki who didn't believe in the whole concept of nisach hamayim of pouring the water, and he went up there on top and he took the water and he poured it over his leg instead of on the floor. And what happened? He was bombarded with sreigim by the people, and inadvertently they caused cracks, where they caused the rocks were no longer smooth. The pagim was beach oisa yem nivgum akeres by when the horn lost its tip. They brought bul shemela. They brought a little salt, a little like a cube of salt. The stamu, and they sealed up that crack, that little where they broke the tip. They put it over there so it should look smooth. The loyim of nature kosher away, not because that actually fixed anything. Elam zayidim is bare pogum. They weren't even worried about the concern about the look. It shouldn't look pogum. Shekom is bare she ain't like keren vekevish v'yisayid v'ribu apostle. Any is bare. It doesn't have a horn, it doesn't have a ramp, it doesn't have a Yisrael Rebu as postal. You're right. The Charkov is Ma'akiv because it says Hamizbech. And regardless of whichever opinion you hold the Charkov is, Rebbe Rav Yehuda, it's Ma'akiv. Starakasha. Telling what we learned. So let's go back to this Charkov. So what we learned. Ezo Charkov. What in the world is this Charkov? So we say Ben Kerem, Le Kerem, between each Kerem. The word Charkov means it's something that goes all around, and it's like an indent. It actually was carved into something. So they want to know where is the Charkov is. Right? And one of the things we're talking about the Charkov that we're talking about in the passage before, that's on the side, it was Be'ech Lamata. So the Gemishnah Brai says, Eza Charkov, Ben Keren Li Keren, above the Mizbeach, on the surface of the Mizbeach, between one corner and the other corner. And it went around the top of the Mizbech, and it was like an indent on top of the Mizbech. In order for the Mekonim, when they walk, they should be safe. Mokim Hilch Ragli Koinim, where the Koinim walked, Freddy Gimorah, that's where they walked. Otto Akoinim, Ben Keren, the Keren of Ozzy. So what did they do when they got to the Keren? El Emu, Mokim Hilch Ragli Koinim, Amma. It was between the Kronos plus another Amma internally, so the Koinim could walk all around. So what are you talking about? It's the top of the Mizbech. Well, because he doesn't say Tachas Karkovim Milmata Ad Chetzer. We're talking about the facade of the Mizbech, not the surface of the Mizbech. Today, there was actually two of them. Chad Lenoi, on the side of the Mizbech, they had this indent. Why? Lenoi for beauty. They had this indent for beauty. it's someone on the Mizbech looking at. He said, "Mechad lekoyin idla nishtarku," and one was above the Mizbech, they shouldn't slip off. So there was indented, so they shouldn't slip off.
Yeah, so you have the walkway like this, and the chakav on the edge like that. Yeah, so yeah. So they don't trip over the side.
Rashi says chritz amuk.
It's an engraved.
Yeah, mokim hilal koni. Rashi says kimin chritz amuk.
So how would that help them not fall over the side?
Because it was a depression on the mizbech, so they were
the walkway
attacked.
Was indented.
That's right. So therefore, they were able to walk. It was safe. They say it was a projection. It says Rashi it was an.
There's a rim.
Yeah, but the Rashi says it was a chritz.
In other words, so that makes the...
Look in the Rashi, mokim hilich ragli koinim. Rashi says, kemin chritz amuk. Was that? There's a chafi on the side. What does it say here?
Yeah, so there's a rim, and then at the edge of the rim, it goes downwards towards the inside of his bow.
It says, kemin chritz amuk, mim mokim hamarocha. From the misvas hamizbech, saviv. From the end of the mizbech to the mokim hamarocha. Which is 4/5.
So it's like the wall of the Mizbech is kind of raised a bit.
The wall of the Mizbech is raised. Yeah, there's an impression here.
The external wall.
So the chak. Okay, yeah.
So you have a one armor wide.
And the roch of the chritz was shnei armors because we had between the kronos and an armor where they're walking. So there's two armors all around. Okay, back to Gemara. Midas orko, midas roch. We must aim makiv. But you should know that when it comes to the mizbech, the measurements of the mizbech is not really makiv. Over the money, but virtually, if you send them, the mizbech is a moshe. The minimum size of the mizbech should be the size of moshe, no less than that. Vekamo, how much is that? Omer Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said, amo. The size of the mizbech of moshe was one amo. Machko less. Everybody laughed. But the size of the mizbech was one amo. It says in the pasuk that. They should make the mizbech. Was that the chamesh amos? We know the mizbech was 5 amos. Eilech v'chamesh amos reiv was 5 by 5. Revui was supposed to be a square. How can we say 1 amos? So people laughed, and this is interesting. Abaye always used to laugh at Rabbi Yosef. That was one thing. But if other people laughed, who came to rally in the defense of Rabbi Yosef? Omele Abaye. So Abaye said, "Dilma mokem arogamar." Rabbi Yosef didn't bother defending himself, but he says, "Oh." Rebbe, you probably meant that the Maroch itself was one amma, because we said one amma on both sides, so 2 ammas are taken up for the Kronos, 2 ammas taken up for the Ragli Yakinim, that leaves out of 5 ammas, only 1 amma in the center for the fire, the pyre, as they call it. Omele, Mar, he said, Mar, you, my teacher, he said, Mar, he said, oh, mister, he's raising to Abaya. The Gavra Rabhu, since you're a great man, you're the my Kamina, you knew exactly what I was thinking. You knew exactly what I meant. Kori Elayu, he referred to him and he said, "Bnei Ketura." He said to the people, to all the people, laughed at him. You are the children of Avram, but the wrong wife. We started doing Rashi this time. Rashi Bnei Ketura, Bnei Avram atim, Avloikezer Yizchav Yaakov, who were polite and enable didn't last scoff. Anyone invite him? Talking about Bnei Ketura, it seems like it was a bad curse. Bnei Achter Abtarfim, not Abtarfim's nephews, his sisters, children, have a Yasrika made of Tarfim. They were sitting before Abtarfim. And they said nothing. They said nothing and just sat there. So Rabbi Abtarfim said, Posach, Omar, Yosef, Avram. Avram went, Vayikachisha. They were all sitting in class and say a word. He wanted some interactivity. So he said, it says in the Posach that Avram went, took another wife, Ushma, and you know what her name was? And the puzzle says Tura. And he said, Yochani. They woke him up. He woke him up. He gave like a good trigger. He says, Ketura Ksiv. Are they called Ketura? So he says, Korilem Bnei Ketura. He says, you're right. You are the children of Ketura because you have nothing to say for yourself. Why exactly Ketura means you have nothing to say for yourself? I don't know. Look at Ashi. Yossi came out of Tarfu. Amin means he said nothing. Just sat there glum. In order for them to speak, he said, Yerchani. He made a passing and he said, Yerchani. He said something in order they should open their mouths. Just like children don't know halacha, neither can you. So there's no direct correlation to anything, just stam. Omar Abaye. Gzeidin, those the two sticks, Sha'osa Moshe, that Moshe made, Orchon Amma, Veroichon Amma, were exactly one Amma long and one Amma wide, and the thickness was, what if you would grind a in the keli and how much that would fill, that's how thick it was. That's how thick it was. Rashi gizeidish na gizeitz in tzarich l'sadav l'shem mizbech. You have to put through two gizeitz and two pieces of twigs. I'm a rocha. Tommy to shachar for the time in the morning. The koyin echo of the tamish by the bayim b'shnei koyin. The kaim lama said yuma in the morning for one koyin at night. Two koyinim did it at night. Amar rocha can meet this mark rocha is exactly the same dimension as rocha. We just said before rocha was one hammer. Rabbi Yitzchak said it was one hammer. So too is that stick. So the gemara Amar Rabbi Yirmiya so. Amma Rabbi said, but what kind of amma was it? It was an amma geduma, short amma. In other words, it's like this we had always this amma shechikas where your thumb is sticking out or small. It was a compact one, says Rashi, amma gedusha, kitzara kurz, short, shalo yeitu chutz l'maracha. We don't want that the stick should be sticking out of maracha. The akva kohen l'haki. Remember, the kohen had to have all that space. So they didn't want them to walk and it should be hit by these twigs. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, he said, "V'lav ha'inu d'tanya." Why do you have to have an amma gedumah, which is like a short amma? What exactly a short amma is? Shorter than a normal amma. Says Rabbi Yosef, you don't need that. The Tanya we learned it has to be an exact amma. Exact, that's enough. Ala eitzim asher ala mezbeach. Place on the wood, which is on the fire, which is on the mizbeach, and the wood should cover the entire fire. No more shlo yeitzim yeitzim mizbeach klum. That was one exactly one amma. That's enough. Why do you have to make it a short amma? It's not awesome. So that he argued. We learned over there. Kevish hayol adrei mishlo mizbeach. There was a ramp on the south side of mizbeach. Oydich. The length was shloishiv v'shtaim. The length was 32. Aroicher shesh esei on 16. And this was the second base of Midrash. Not immediately, how do you know that the ramp was on the south side? We said before, you shacht on the north side, and the ramp is on the south side. The Mizbech is facing the base of Midrash on the west side. Not immediately, how do you know? It says in Pasig, V'shochat oisei sheshech the korban al yerech ha-mizbech, which literally means the thigh of the Mizbeach, tzafoyne, on the north. So if the north is the thigh, where's the head? On the south. Sheye yerech betzafon, so the thigh should be on the north, upon the bedorim, and the face should be on the south. Amos said, why can't it be yerech betzafon, upon the betzafon? Why can't everything be in the north? Who said the head has to be in the north, in the south? Says the Gemara, like a person who's sitting straight. So his thigh is facing the direction, his head is facing the same direction. Omar Rav says, Romi Gavro Ape. So, because we're comparing it to a person who's lying down. A person lies down, your thigh is in one place, the region, and your head is somewhere else. I'm Lebaye Adrabe. Why do you decide this? We compare it to a person lying down. Why don't we imagine Tariz Oisiv Gavro make the man sit up and have the head and the thighs in the same direction? So maybe everything is north. Who told you the ramp is on the south? Amalei, he said to him, Ravua ksiv. Ravua also means to lie down. So because it says Ravua, it doesn't only mean square, it also means to lie down. So that's how the Mizbech is, like lying down. So the head is a different side than the thighs. We need the word Ravua, the mirror of Ravua. We need it to tell you it's a square. In fact, we just learned a minute ago that if it's not a square, it's possible. So we need it for itself, Lagufe. Says the Gemara, Miksiv, does it say Meruba? It says, say meruba. Meruba would have been exactly what you say. The time says the Gemara Miksi Ravu. Does it say lying down? Does it say lying down? Just like you want to say it. In other words, you said that word means a square. You're asking me, does it say meruba? Meruba would have been more accurate. That it should be a square, meruba, and not round. It neither does it say Ravutz. Amalei Ravu Aksiv. The fact is, it says Ravua, and Ravua has two definitions. Ravua can mean square, but it's not the most accurate word for square, but Ravua can mean lying down. So therefore, the mashmahachi means both. For us, it means both. It means Sai lying down and Sai square. So therefore, because it means lying down, that's how we know the ramp should be on the south side, like a person lying down. So the Gemara, Vetana, the Braisa, Maislam, Hachim, Falantana, Abudah says, it says in Posik, It says here Umaloi Seyu, and its walkway is Pnois Kodim, is facing east. What does that mean? We learn from here that Kol Maloi Panim Kol Pnois after Panim Lechem means that when you go, you walk, you should face to the right, and it should be Le Mizuch. It says Kodim. Kodim is Mizuch. So you go wherever you're walking up the ramp, you should go right, and it should be Mizuch. If the ramp would be on the north side, it meant right. Where would you be facing? You'd be facing Ma'ariv, west. In order to come up and go to the right, and facing Mizrach, the ramp has to be on the south side. If you look at the Mizrach,
if you're on the south,
look over here. Look at the picture on the bottom of the page. Look at the picture on the bottom of the page. So it's all the way around. Imagine flip the Mizbech around. So the ramp is on the south, because we have the north on the right side, the south on the left side. It's exactly opposite Rashi picture. But the bottom line is, you're walking up the ramp, and you're making a right turn. You're going to the Mizrach. Says the Gemara. This model learns partial shot.
The orientation is to make the drawing.
Study. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The drawing is making
the top. That's just international convention to make north in the top.
Because by us, the base of Migdash is like the most important part. Exactly, and that's it for the north on top. Here, the base of Migdash is on the bottom. So we are western. Look at the western effect
of us. That's proper Mizrach, isn't it? That's facing the east.
Yeah, but the Mizrach itself was Ma'ariv. Remember, we had in Bobasa where the Shechina is, the Machlekes. The Shechina is a Ma'ariv, the Shechina is a Mizrach. Because the Mizrach itself was a Ma'ariv. And the
stars and the moon, they all bow from the east to the west.
The Shechina goes from the east to the west. So where's the main thing? The east or the west? We had an interpretation there. Anyway, the aim. Why don't we say Smoil Mizrach? Who said you have to go to the right? Maybe go to the left, and that'll be Mizrach. So maybe the ramp is on the north side, and you go left, and you hit Mizrach. All it says is that when you walk up the steps, you should go hit Mizrach. So maybe you're going left. Who told you have to go to the right? Loitzakadatzer cannot be. How do you know? Because we know you always have to go to the right. How do we know that? The Tanya Rama Yecheske Rabbi said Yam Shalshleim the big basin that Shlaim Elo did. Oymer Shlaim Asa Boker standing on 12 cattle. Shloisha, look how the posse now mentions all the sites. Svoina, they're facing north. Three are facing north. Shloisha pointing Yama. Three are facing Myron. Three are facing west. You have north. Then you have west. So if you're facing the Mizbeach, you're going to the right. Ushloisha poinim negman, three are facing south. Ushloisha poinim called pidusha poinim yedachimim. So if you're facing the Mizbeach, you're walking to the right. If you're back to the Mizbeach, then you're actually walking to your left. But if you're facing the Mizbeach, you're walking to the right. Like Rashi explains it right here. If you're facing the thing, and you're going from north to west, that's you're going to your right side. Limizach, and you're always going to the west, to the east. How do you know to go towards the east? From the previous pasuk where it says Malayosav Panois Kadim. From that pasuk we know that you have to go Malayseyu Panois Kadim. You're going towards the east. So the Gemara, with that pasuk, not come teach you when you go to the right. You have to go Pinus at the point of Panim means come teach you how they were situated. How do you know to learn from there? Another thing that the Aveda should be always go to the right. You can Panim Lamali. Why have to continue saying Panim all the time? Shalom Shimon Yaisi ben Lekunya, Sab Yaisi, Rab Shimon ben Yaisi, the son of Lekunya, as Sab Yaisi, Oymer Hoy Rab Shimon Yechoy, Avid is a space, Ben Kevish and Mizbech. It wasn't touched, they weren't contiguous. There was a little gap between the ramp and the Mizbech, between the two. Amalai Va'atan Yu, Yatayim Ekein. And you don't agree with that. You know, he said like Rab Shimon Yechoy used to say, as if we don't agree. You don't agree? But look, for name is Chofesh Apostik. It says in the pasuk, "Vasisa oile secha." If you make your oiles habosar the flesh, habdam and the blood, you're comparing the flesh to the blood. What way comparing the flesh to the blood? Madam bazika. How did they put the blood on those bear by sprinkling? In other words, they didn't touch it. It wasn't contiguous. It was a little bit distant from it, and you threw it. Habosar bazika. So through the flesh of bazika, also bazika. Amalai, he said to him, "Shani oimer." I say, "Zoidek oimer betzad marochav zoidek." That you're standing on top of the mizbeach. It's talking about you're standing on top of the mizbeach and you're sprinkling it. But your mamash on the mizbeach. So who said that you're not distant at all? So how does Rabbi Yochai know to say that the ramp was not touching the mizbeach? Amalai, kishu zoidek le marochem when he's throwing it. Yeah, the Chayyik, the Maracha, the Leike, the Luka, who's Zaydik, and Mashay, the Luka, who's Zaydik. when he sprays in the mizbeach and there's three marachas, which marachas does he throw towards? The fire. Haviyemil marachas luka huzoidik. He's throwing it to the one that's fire. Hasam shum loyevshin. There, by the blood, you have no choice. That you have no choice. You have to stand there and throw it. My question is the posse doesn't have to tell you that. What's the posse trying to tell you? That the ramp should be a little bit distant from the mizbeach, just like you're sprinkling the blood. Papa says, Kidam. He says, no. Papa says, Kidam. I'll tell you what we're doing. Just like by blood. Ma dam. Okay, let's say the dam, you're on the mizbeach itself. But ma dam, avir karka mavsikai. It's still not touching the wall. You have to throw. You need a space in order to throw. I don't care where you're standing. You need a little bit of space. Cholapach is the avir, the ear space. Av basar avir karka mavsikai. So too, by basar, you have to say that the avir also is separating the two. So therefore, you know, there wasn't mamish touching. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, shnei kavashim. Tanu yeshem ha-kevesh, the two side ramps. We learned before already that we had the main ramp, which was 32 amas long and 16 amas wide, and then you had the two side ramps where the kohen used to walk, and it took you up to the step to the seiviv. How was it get to the seiviv? Because the seiviv was 5 amas high. Yishnei kavashim tanim yotzim in a kevesh shebehem poignantly yisoid with the seiviv. With those used to use to walk up to the yisoid of the seiviv, move dolim in a zeach malanim, and they also was distant as bech. It went the entire length of the ramp, In fact, look at the picture in the bottom here. Rashi showed that it wasn't really on the ramp itself, it went off the ramp. But the way we understand it is it was on the ramp itself all the way, but it was a lower thing that was able to walk all the way up to the Saviv.
So there's a fine crack gap between the edge of the kevesh and the mizbeach.
That's right. Because it says the word saviv by the mizbeach, means the mizbeach has to be an independent, standalone mizbeach on its own. If it was touching the mizbeach, you couldn't walk all around the mizbeach because there's something attached to the mizbeach in different parts. So therefore, we know that it was separated, chol pach, the hair breath from the mizbeach. But Rabu says, Rabu. It says in the pasuk has to be a square. It has to be a square, and if the mizbeach was attached to other things, it's no longer a square. So either the word saviv or the word zeruba tell you the same things. Why need both? We eat the mitzvah saviv, the mitzvah. We need both, and we're using both to teach you the same drasha that nothing else should be contiguous touching the mizbeach. Because I'm a saviv, I would have thought, okay. It should be independent on its own, but it could be a circle. It could be an oval-shaped building. No, I want a square. Because I'm going to buy a square, have a mina, the out of a cut, I can have a rectangle. Why can't it be a rectangle? It can have the length, should be a lot greater than the width, and it still has a square. Therefore it says, because I'm on a saviv, it has to be like a circle where everything is equidistant. Okay, and we'll stop here because I'll start the Sfur Gemara here. Oh, actually, we'll go to the Mishnah. No, we'll go to the Mishnah. In Yuschus. Says the Gemara, Tan Hashem, we're over there, HaKevesh v'HaMizbeach, the ramp and the Mizbeach, Shishim v'Shtayim, a total of 62. And we had the whole Cheshim before, if the Mizbeach was 32 and the ramp was 32, it should be 64. And we explained that either there was a Yisoid over there, or the potential Yisoid, and the Savior was 2 Amos. And since the ramp went above that, so therefore, you overlap 2 Amos, so total is 34. Hani Shishiva Abba Havel Lucheilo should be 64. Nimtza, we said Parech Amma Al Yisoid Amma Al Seiviv. The one Amma was flying over the Yisoid, and one's over the Seiviv, so therefore they overlapped. What was the slope like? The decline.
The incline.
What was the incline? What was the angle of incline? Amar Abchama called Kivshe Kavashim with Shalish Amma La Amma. It climbed 3 Amma. One Amma over every 3 Ammas.
That's quite a steep incline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That means that's exactly yes. He said, generally, that's how the ramps were, that ratio. So it's an angle of about 33 degrees. Except the ramp is back. They reduced the incline so that it shouldn't be that steep, but they were carrying heavy parts of an animal. the etzba v'shlish etzba, and a third of the etzba bezachrusa. So they made it all that less. What do you call it? Or it says on the side it's supposed to be nazachrusa bezutrusa, smaller fingers. In other words, they made instead of being a third, they stretch it out to be three amas and a half, which became almost like a quarter. So over 32 amas, it went up an incline of 9 amas in total. 9 amas high. Remember, the Mizbeach was how high? The Mizbeach was 9 amas high. The Keren was 1 amas high in that. So we needed the top of the ramp to hit the top of the Mizbeach, which was 9 amas high. But they made the ramp 32 amas long. So you divide 32 by 9 amas, and that is the level of the incline. Which is 3.5, and then this little extra proportion. And the idea was so it would be as easy as possible for the Keren to be able to walk up. Sorry?
It's extra five.
Exactly. Yep. Okay, we'll stop here. Good morning.